year of more of the Lord, and I'm going to try to continue that on if the Lord will allow. Praise God. But I'm going to go kind of maybe in a different direction. How many knows that faith, that just like money, money is the currency in the kingdom. If you want something, in the natural, you got money, you pay for your groceries, you pay for, you know, whatever. Faith is the currency of the kingdom. I mean, and faith is not, you know, faith is the force of God. Faith comes from God. And when the Bible says that every man has been given the measure of faith. When you called on Jesus and you accepted Jesus, you were given a measure of faith. But we don't stay at that level of that measure of faith that we got. We got faith. We whip Satan when we get born again. Jesus already did it, and we get in God through Jesus. Now, we don't understand that maybe when we're first born again, and so we don't know how to take authority over him, to subdue him, you know, with the authority that we have. But as we walk with the Lord, we increase in knowledge. We increase in knowing things. See, that was one of the major issues in my life that Satan used when I was young, a young convert, is because I didn't know the will of God about matters. See, and that's why I really express it here, and that faith begins where the will of God is known. And so that's where the Bible comes in. That's where the reading comes in, the study, the hearing, you know, the setting under good anointed ministries, you know, not just here. I'm talking about listening to them on, you know, pull them up on your phone and submerge yourself in the Word of God. And then the Holy Spirit takes what God's will is for you individually in your life, and He quickens you to things in your life. Might be different for me, but you know, whatever the will of God is for me. And now, most things in the Bible are very clear what the will of God is, you know. And, I mean, it might not be in there, you believe in God for a house, the address of your house, you know, where your house is at. So the more that you learn to hear from God by walking with God and being obedient to the Lord, the more that you will know where and what is the will of God. You'll just have a quickening on the inside. But that was one of the major things. And so God, I was doing praise and worship. And I mean, 2024 is going to be a year of more of the Lord, the presence of the Lord, a manifestation of the Lord, an increase financially. I mean, majorly, I see it in my spirit, majorly financial increase is going to come to the ones that go after God. You know, and don't go after money. Don't long after money to make your life happy and all that. Long after God. Go after God. The Bible says, and I got scripture for why I say what I do. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, His way of doing and being. Seek first the kingdom. Coming to church, got up, battled. You did it. That's part of it. I mean, that's a major part of it, you know. Just like I see things on Facebook, most people, they'll just like and share, you know, and one of them is church is a hospital. Church is not a hospital. That is degrading the power of God. A church is a manifestation of God, called out, called together, anointed place. Now, it does heal the brokenhearted. It does, but it's not a broke-down, weak place to where broken people come. Call it a hospital. No, church is the called out. We are the called out, the called together, the anointed ones of the Lord. So we're like Dave, you know, the Bible says in Mark 16:17, just heard brother talking about, I mean, he laid hands on somebody and pain left, you know. And I mean, scripture popped in my mind quickly. Mark, and I said to the brother, I said, Mark 16:17. It says, these signs shall follow them that believe. They'll lay hands on the sick and they will, cats too. Dogs. I pray for my cows. I sure do. I cover them. We're like God. The Bible says, as God is, so are we in this world. Hallelujah. You know, and so one of the major things that Satan used on me for about 6 months or so, maybe, is I didn't know the will of God. But the more I got in the Word, became a student of the Word, reading the Word every day, meditating on the Word, the Bible, I was reminded up here, I was going to the jails. I've been about 5 months old. I was about five, six, maybe 8 months old in the Lord. And I didn't know how to preach. I didn't know what to preach. So I'd go to church and I'd hear the sermons, you know. And, man, that's all I could preach. I'd go to the jail, you know, and man, I'd just tell them what I heard, you know. Well, how many knows that's what preaching the gospel is? I mean, I'm 27 years old. I think I was around 27. And y'all teenagers, y'all just a few years behind me. I should have started when I was about 10 on the riverbank when a guy tried to lead me to Jesus. On the riverbank fishing. I missed it. Other times when I was teenagers, I missed it. But then when I got up there, I gave my heart to him. See, y'all can outrun all of us. And all of y'all young ladies, I went to a job yesterday. Now, I'm believing God in 2024 for every one of you to increase. Increase in God, increase in health, increase emotionally to where you're not emotionally controlled, increase financially, that you're going to get promotions. I mean, the government going to give you a raise. Hallelujah. God don't leave people out. Those that engage and believe, the Bible says those that do know their God will do exploits. That means extraordinary things. Extraordinary things will happen in your life. Extraordinary things in 2024 is going to birth forth. Your families, you're going to see them start to want God. You're good because your prayers have been answered by the Lord when you ask them for your family. I've been standing on the Word for 20-something years now that he said if I would serve him, he would save my whole house. I'm not leaving none of them behind. Are you? So this is our year, hallelujah, praise God. This is the year of more of the Lord, but I was reminded while I was doing praise and worship, I left that Sunday morning, and my pastor had preached on the scripture in Isaiah. He said, I will keep those hearts in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me because they are trusting in me. See, when your mind stayed on the Word, on the Lord, on the Word, you're trusting in Him. And so that was a revelation. He didn't say it like that, but when he read that, that wouldn't leave me. And I thought, glory to God, all my troubles, I don't have any troubles. All I got to do is keep my mind off of all the troubles that is coming in my life and look upon Jesus. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our what? Faith. Faith moves mountains. Faith subdues kingdoms. Faith quenches fires. Read your Bible in Hebrews 11. Faith subdues kingdoms. Faith causes the things in the natural to move out of your way that is in the way of the will of God. Whether it is your flesh man or whether it's something in the natural, whether it's the devil, people, jobs. Faith causes the Red Sea to roll back. it took faith for Moses to go smite it. God told him to, didn't he? He said, go smite it. They're looking on every side. Here comes faith. Here comes their enemy. Gonna take them back down into slavery. Ain't that what Satan tries to get you to do? I don't go to church. Church is not important. Oh, I don't know about all that fasting stuff. That stuff is, man, we're starving to death. You know, Satan tries to get me to do it to lose weight, and I just won't do it. If I'm going to lose weight, I'll back off the table. My fasting's my consecration to the Lord. Now, if I lose weight, that's fine, but I'm not going to integrate it in there. Hallelujah, not going to do it. You know, fasting gets rid of unbelief if you do it right. Your faith towards the Lord when you fast, hallelujah. It, you know, thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. I went to the jail and I was telling them guys. I told them guys because they're not in there from going to Sunday school. But God, they're in trouble. They're in jail. They're headed to prison, some of them. They're headed to the court system. You know, snared by the enemy, a lot of them, by their own choices. But the enemy, how many knows, if people are not born again, their father is Satan. He is the god of this world. And John 10:10 says he's on this earth to kill, steal, and destroy. And when I went into that jail, that's all I could see. I thought they have been hoodooed by the devil, bless God. And I'm going to win them over to the kingdom of God, and their lives are going to start getting straightened out like mine. And I go in there preaching to them, boy. I wouldn't tell them you're going to hell. They already know that. I mean, I already knew it before I got saved. I was just full of pride and all that, and I'd tell them, well, I'm going to party in hell with the devil. There ain't going to be no partying down there, you know. But after I got born again, I'm like, glory to God, everybody got to have this man, Jesus. Everybody got to know what I know. I mean, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, my daddy didn't know what I know. He couldn't read and write. He could sign his name, and that's about it, you know. And so I told the Lord concerning tractors. My daddy was a farmer. My hoe was a scratcher tooth at 6 years old. We had 40 acres. All of the 17 of us that I can remember worked in the fields and in the summer. We put up our own, we killed our own hog. We didn't have no inside toilet. I mean, it wasn't like, I'm going to commit suicide if I have to go out there. You know, I mean, you know, we didn't have no running water. Those days were not really hard to me. That's the way life was. But you know what? I'm thankful now for a lot of that hardship, because when I come into the kingdom of God, hallelujah, God utilized all of that in my life, you know, to be strong in Him, you know, to endure some hardship, because it was hardship back there. I didn't know it. So if you're going through some hardship tonight and you're a Christian, I praise God for it. Woo, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hardship. Thank you, Lord, the enemy's trying to get me to turn. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, because greater is He. It's just going to show up your power, Lord, because my mind's made up and my heart's fixed towards you, and what the enemy means for my bad is going to work for my good. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says no weapon formed against you will prosper. It didn't change. This Bible ain't changed. We're in 2024, but this Bible ain't changed. I read it back under right after I got saved. Not read the same thing now, and it says the same thing. And I find in there that the God that we serve don't change. He don't change with the times. He don't change with the seasons. He don't change with the political parties. He don't change with LBQ or whatever this junk is, trying to force darkness on us and on our schools and on our kids, and you know, he wants to get the church a little warped up about, you know, we don't want to offend anybody. We're not trying to offend anybody. We're serving God, and we're blessed. We got the anointing on us. We've got the blessing on us. We're not trying to offend anybody, but we ain't going to be offended by y'all either. If y'all want to serve that way and live that way and train your kids that way, as for me and my house, we gonna serve the Lord. We're not going to down them and all that. We're going to win them to Jesus by our following the Lord. And they see our boldness in God. Some may call it weak. Some may call it silly. Juddy just, I don't know what the conversation was, but I like hearing that kind of stuff coming out of everybody's mouth. He said, love don't keep no account of wrong done to it. You know where he got that? Out of the Bible. See, we don't keep grudges. Grudges eat you up. They eat you alive. They keep an account. They go over it, what they did to you, what somebody did to you. And they shouldn't have did that to you. And they said, Lord, I didn't deserve that. And see, love says, nope, I'm throwing that over on the Lord, and I'm not going to keep an account of the evil or wrong done to me. And you move on in the anointing, and before you know it, you can get around the people that hurt you and never have a thought of what they did to you. You may not think that's possible. I have experienced it. I've walked it out, and I know that it works. And it is a place from bondage to freedom. I'm a free man. And I'm not just saying that because by faith that I know the scripture, it says, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. No, I was still bound in grudges after I got born again, and anger and hatred toward people, you know, and bound up with anger in here, a small angry man, like, you know, and the word, walking the word begins to kill that old man. You're not even doing it. It begins to kill that old man, and you begin to feel good and better and better and better, and then you come to a place and you're like, glory to God, this is what true freedom is. I don't have to work as hard on these crazy drivers as I used to. I can just give them the 70s and 80s sign. Used to, I give them a bad one, you know. See, that's what we all got to say, used to. But we've walked with God, now we're not used to being. We're the new creation. We're walking that new creation out. Paul said, I follow after that I have been apprehended of Christ Jesus. The Bible says that we have been predestined to be conformed to His image. Now, don't think negative about that, because when we're not keeping grudges, we're being conformed to His image. When we're forgiving people, we're being conformed to His image. When we're believing God to prosper and we've lived in poverty, we're being conformed to His image. See, we're not trying to be Christians. We are Christians. We're not trying to get a relationship with God. We have one. You know, I mean, I'm married, but you know what? I can have a little more better relationship with my wife. That's not going to make me more married. But it will help between us. That's the way it is with God. That's why, you know, whenever God told me, he says, husband, love your wife as Christ so loved the church and gave himself for it. I mean, at that time, you know, I mean, it was trying to kill me. I mean, you never heard that out in the world. You know, and men get around and they say, well, my old lady does this and my old lady does that. And God dealt with it. I used to say it too. I go, yeah, my old lady does this and my old lady's done this and my old lady does that. You know, and God, after I got born again, one day I said that, and it, on the inside, I didn't feel good. I'm like, what's up with that? He said, she's not your old lady. He said, she's a child of mine. Hallelujah. And so I thought, huh? So I stopped that. What was happening? I was being conformed to the image of Jesus, and that old man was dying, and I wasn't even having to make it happen. I was just making choices to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, unbeknowing that's what was happening back then, but the Holy Spirit was dealing with me about this and that and that and that, you know, and when I would conform and I would make up my mind, it would kill the old man. you're automatically killing that old man. Instead of in your mind, but I've got to die of the flesh. Don't try to die of the flesh. Just follow the Lord. Follow the Lord. Stay in faith. When he deals with you with something, believe for the faith of God to be there in grace to help you. See, this is going to lead you into way more than you think in 2024. You got to know God's will. Find out what God's will. Go about in your heart. Say it out of your mouth. God, I thank you, Lord. Because I study your word, I know what your will is. Thank you, Lord. I know what your... Give me that Ephesians 5. Let's read that. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. You see, that was a major problem to me. I found out at a young age in the Lord that God wanted to prosper me. And I began to dig in this Bible, and I began to find scriptures about prosperity. I was told by preachers, because I was called to preach. I didn't call myself. I mean, I didn't. It came in me that I was going to be a preacher. See, it's God that works in you both to will. If you're having desires to do things for the kingdom of God that is in here, not up here, but in here, coming out of your heart, that's not you. That's God bringing forth that call in your life. He's bringing forth that place in your life. And the Bible says that those gifts, if you'll follow the Lord, they will make room for you. They will open doors for you. They will put you in position. You know, just like April here does the keyboard there. I mean, you couldn't get her in front of people. I mean, she's all nervous, man. And then all of a sudden, in her heart, she wants to play for something, you know, play. And I mean, this girl played that keyboard, never had a lesson. God has anointed it. God anointing her. Praise the Lord. I mean, there's times when I'm playing bass, I hear other chords, and I'm like, ding, ding, ding. And I'm like, oh, yeah, man, that sounded good. Well, I'm operating in that place. And that's not even my call. We got somebody probably going to come on up, and I'm ready to get out there. I'm ready to get out there, because when the altars begin to fill, and I'm going to be leading people to Jesus and praying for them and standing out and cheering everybody on up here, praising the Lord. How many knows if you got people out there that's not just standing, looking, and watching, but they're praising the Lord? We're all praising the Lord. The glory of God comes down, because the Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. Now, I know that's the will of God, that he be able to, you know, just come and manifest himself. I know that's the will of God. So I'm going to desire the will of God. I'm going to have the will of God. Ain't you? See, he said don't be wise, but understand what the will of the God is. This Bible is the will of God. The Bible says in Luke 6:38, it says, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall he cause men to give unto your bosom. The word bosom means billfold, or purse, or wallet. Well, I know that's the will of God. I know that's the will of God. Then God says, well, he said, my will won't automatically happen. He said, back up and read the first part of that verse. He said, that's the way that I've set this kingdom up. He said, that's the way that I operate. And I thought, that's the way God operates. And then all of a sudden, I told the Lord, I said, God, I need scripture for that. You know, and all of a sudden, John 3:16, I thought, that's a salvation scripture. But it ain't. It's used for salvation. But that's not just a salvation scripture. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he what? There it is, right there. There it is. Luke 6:38. There it is. Give. Now, operate like me, he told me. He said, I wanted a harvest. He said, and I sowed a seed, and his name was Jesus. That's exactly right. The firstborn. So I thought, okay, man, giving's the way to success. Now, the world don't work that way. They're like, work 10 jobs, save and save. And I mean, they have these dreams of retiring when they get whatever age, you know, and they work. In time they get up there to that age, they can't enjoy nothing because they're done too old. A little widow, you got to enjoy life all the way up. Come on, somebody. Don't have dreams out yonder when you get enough, you can have a good life. Don't get those dreams. Don't have dreams that God is the God of increase. God is the God of breakthroughs. God is the God of more than enough. God is the God that can see you through. God is the God that can open up windows that you never endorsed, that you never dreamed possible because of your faith in Him, because you know His will. I know it's His will for you to be totally healed. It's God's will for every person on the planet to be healed. Jesus didn't take it just for the church. He took it for everybody. He took on the sins of the whole world that everybody can be set free from sin through Jesus Christ. So, The way of the kingdom, the Bible says in Proverbs 10:22, it says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. So now, I know that's the will of God, that the blessing increase me. I'm not unwise. The Bible makes you wise. You are wiser than the enemy. Satan, you're smarter than he is. You're wiser than he is. You have the wisdom of God, hallelujah. You have the word of God, hallelujah. And then Satan's blind to the spiritual insights in the word of God, hallelujah. He's dead spiritually. We're alive spiritually. And we the Bible says in Romans 8:14, those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. I've not got all that in my notes. I'm going by the Holy Spirit right now. I'd wear Beth out. Oh, Beth, put that one up. Oh, Beth, put this one. I'm fixing to quote it. No, but you know what? You can come to the place, bless God, and I get up here and preach the scripture. You can go ahead and quote it right along with me. I mean, you can sit there and say the same thing. You can say the scripture. You already know what it says, and it's coming out of your mouth sitting there in that pew. That's what this whole church needs to be unified so much in the word and one with God till we think alike. We're one. The Bible says that we're all going to come to the unity of the faith. That's scriptural, what I just said. I mean, you can have your mind stayed on the Lord this year. I mean, make your mind up tonight. The 2024 is your year to prosper, your year to have more of God, your year to get breakthroughs in your life, and don't you dare back down from them. I mean, make your mind up, bless God. And I mean, anything that comes in the way of your mindset and your heart towards God, praise God, you don't let it stop you. Nothing's able to stop you. I'm talking about the will of God. I'm talking about, look, the lion's den couldn't stop Daniel. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the fiery furnace. I mean, it burn up the dudes that throwed them in there. I mean, he was so angry, he torched that baby up hotter, I guess, than it's ever been. And it burnt them up, threw them in there. And the king looked in there and said, there's one in there. Didn't you throw three in there? He said, yeah. He said, there's one in there. There's one standing in the middle of them, likened to the Son of Man. I mean, oh, if you're in a lion's den, he's in there with you. If you're going through, I like what the brother said back there, they called, DHR on him and blah, blah, blah. You know, praise God. That's all right. DHR needs to go in, check out, folk. They sure do, praise God. They need to go in and make sure things are up and up and praise the Lord. But you know what? Just like him, but praise God, he said to get God a letter and it's all fixing to be. No weapons formed against you will prosper. Hallelujah. One of the biggest tools the enemy uses against God's people is not knowing the will of God. I mean, if I heard it mostly in the church, you know, when I'd preach on, I went to a church one night, they wanted me to come preach, and I was preaching down the lines about what I'm preaching now, you know, praise God, about you hearing from God yourself, you follow the Lord yourself, you ain't got to have the preacher all the time. And I mean, I was just teaching down those lines of ministering. The body needs to grow up and get, I mean, and not be on the milk. Got to be on the meat. By the Bible says strong meat belongs to them that's exercising something. Exercising in your thought life. I mean, taking the word and renewing your mind where you ain't got to feel like you got to get to church on Wednesday to get this defeat off of you. I mean, you got to come where you're marching into church, praise God, saying, where are you, devil? If you in this house tonight, black God, you ain't going to stay. When I get there, you gone. That's the way Teresa was for years. Wednesday night, she'd feel like, if I heard it one time, I heard it 100. Oh, if I just get to church and Brother Brad. Well, you know what? There come a time when God took her off the pacifier, so to speak. Now she ain't saying, if I just get to church, Scotty, let you pray for me. I mean, she's like, I need more time to preach. I mean, gosh, Mungie's going to preach this Saturday. Oh, my God. That's better than being, I got to preach. Oh, my God. It's better than that, ain't it? It's better to be that way where you're fired up, ready to go to church, than it is having to make things happen to get there. See, it's not you that does that. It's your made-up mind towards your God. Then comes God's grace and God's ability into our lives, and His supernatural begins to move. He begins to stir us on the inside with a boldness against the enemy, with a boldness against the things that we know is not God's will. I cannot stand to see God's people defeated. I mean, I just cannot. It bothers me. It really bothers me. But when I see them blessed, not that you got plenty of money, that's not what I'm talking about. You've got that on the inside, glory to God, and you're just going around, you're like, where's it coming from? It's coming, I know it's coming. That expectation, that's blessed. And then praise God, then according to Deuteronomy over there, that all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. I've seen them come in this church and ask me if they could tithe on food stamps, and I told them, sure. Sure, you can tithe on food stamps. Tithe on your food stamps. Before you know it, that same family just not too long got plugged in to the word. They started going out. You're here, but on one of them, praise the Lord, because one of them invited you. Went from food stamps to $4,000 and $5,000 a week. A week. I call it rags to riches. Man, you're living in rags without Jesus. But boy, when you step over into Him and you give your heart to Him, you come into riches. You come into a covenant with God. I mean a covenant that God will not break. He said, my covenant will I not break, nor will I alter the thing that has come out of my mouth. Hallelujah. This word. On a job yesterday, I guess it was, Ben Travis. This guy, I know him. Anyways, hey, Scotty, I made a bunch of these right here, Thanksgiving. He said, we give a bunch of them away. A nice cross. I mean, it was a wooden cross about this big. You know, and I said, okay, I appreciate that. And then I got in the truck, and I thought, I'm going to have Aiden and Aubrey on each thing, you know. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to tell them about this. I said, but I'm going to take this cross and I'm going to demonstrate Jesus on it to them. They come every Tuesday night. So I got my Bible out. I told them, I said, see this cross? Aiden, he come in there. Is that mine? I said, no, that's yours and Aubrey's. And I said, I've got a story I want to tell y'all. Well, hurry, Papa, I want to hear the story. I said, just a little bit. I want to tell y'all a story. So I go in there and I'm thinking to myself, this is what you do in the gospel in your living room, praise God. I'm going to make sure my grandbabies understand the cross. They understand what Jesus done. They understand. So I told Aubrey, I said, go in there. See, I'm believing for increase in 2024 spiritually, physically, financially, for you, your businesses, where you work, promotions, favor, favor that you didn't even deserve, but you start getting favor, you start getting promotions, you start getting things happening. You'll have challenges because when increase comes to you, it's more responsibility. I mean, it is more responsibility. But you have the wisdom of God and the strength of God, and He can bring you up to where you rule and reign with Him. The Bible says you're going to. Well, that's a place of authority. That's a place of victory. Praise the Lord. Well, I go in there and I tell Aubrey. I said, Aubrey, baby, I said, go get Papa one of your baby dolls. I said, you know, that'll fit on this, that I can lay right here. She goes over and gets a big, strong He-Man one, bigger than it. And so she brings some little tie cords in there. And she's heard it in Sunday school. These kids will hear the word. We're word church. I mean, if it's back in with the youth, they're hearing the word. If it's back there with the young kids, they're hearing the word. They're bringing examples and things to them. And that's one of the things that we major on. We're not there getting them out of the adult's hair. We're taking that time and planting the word in them, planting demonstrations, different things. So I thought I'm going to demonstrate it. So anyhow, she brings some little things in her, and she ties the He-Man's arms to the stake, you know. And then she ties one around his feet, and she said, oh, no, Papa, here, we got to have this. It was the crown of thorns. I said, this went on him before. I said, but it had briars, big briars. I said, y'all know when you're going up there in the, we're going up there in the woods and we're picking flowers and we're picking up walnuts and all of that. I said, you know, when them briars has grabbed hold of you, I've had to go get them off of them, Johnny, because they can't move. Oh. I said, you know, them briars and all that got in you. And Aiden, yeah. And Aubrey, yeah. I said it had those big briars. I said they pushed them down on Jesus' head. I said, and it went down into his skull, down to his skull. I said, and blood probably began to bleed. Aiden, he said, did he bleed? I said, he bled. But this is before the cross now. I said, so since we're here, you know, and then Aubrey, she stopped and she says, Papa! I said, what? She said, I know too much about it. So she already knows what's going to take place because she's heard somewhere. And I would imagine that it would probably be Sunday school. Thank you. And so I says, okay. So she had her little thing of yarn right there. And so I took him. I said, nope. I untied him off of it. I said, that's not the way that he went to the cross. I said, they didn't tie him on there. I said, but let's go ahead. I'm gonna show you what he did, what happened before the cross. So I laid him down on the yarn, and I took one of her little jicama jigs that she had his hands tied on there, because tying him around his arms on her don't do justice. That's not how he went to that cross. And so anyways, I laid him down there. I said, now this right here is what they would call the cat of nine tails in the Bible. I said, and they put Jesus down and they tied him down on that whipping post. And then I went, wow! Wow! Aiden jumped a couple of times, you know. I said, and they beat him. I said, they beat him on the back and all of that. I said, they laid this cross down. I said, and they put him on it. I said, Aubrey, I said, do you remember the nails that you was using that Papa had up there? And you was nailing them in that board. And Aubrey, yeah. Dayton, yeah, them nails that Aubrey was using. I said, they took a spike, a big nail, and they put it in his hand, and they drove it through. And they put the other one over, and they drove it through. And they put his feet together. I said, and they drove it through. And then they stood that cross up and he died on that cross. And then she said, is he still on the cross? I said, no. He's not on the cross. I said, they took him and then they buried him in a tomb, in a rock tomb, and they rolled a rock over it. I said, then when they come back to find Jesus, I said, his body was gone. I said, he was resurrected and he's sitting at the right hand of God. And then I raised that man Jesus up and then I started talking through the door. I said, hey, all you guys. Now, they get into that, I do a little puppet thing when they go to bed, you know. And I'll use one of their little animals, and I'll bring it up out the table, and I'll do a little dance on it. And I'll tell them, well, for real, country sausage, the best you ever tried. Pick up a pack or two of Tennessee Pride. So every night I have to piggyback into bed, Johnny. And they say, Papa, can you do the... for real, country sausage, the best you ever tried. I said, we can do it. We gonna do it. Well, Aiden's got a little forky. See, I have fun with him, but I'm gonna preach the gospel to him. Aiden's got a little forky that Beth made. It's a fork that she knit together. The girl's good about that stuff. Made a fork and put eyes and stuff on it. So he gets in, he said, Papa, look what I got. Mama, Mommy, calls her Mommy. Mommy, give me forky. I said, well, good. So we start the church, and he's back there, and he said, what's this, Papa? Well, for real, country sausage, the best you ever tried. he's doing the sausage deal, coming to church, man. Well, I started talking with the little doll. I said, I gave my life to y'all, for y'all. And I said, and whoever calls on me will be saved. I said, do you want to get saved? Like that, and Aiden, I do. Then when he gets over, kind of walks up there, and he said, well, maybe later. I said, okay. And then Aubrey, I said, do you want to get saved? She said, Papa, I already did. I said, you did? I said, well, I don't remember. She said, you know, Papa, when I come up there at church, and I gave my heart to him then. I found out last night she done give her heart to Jesus, see? Praise the Lord. Well, you remember the story. I mean, all those years, my heart was broke. That girl didn't want nothing to do with Jesus, didn't want to hear about Jesus. I mean, I thought maybe she's demonic. She had a look at one time. I mean, it just looked real demonic-y. But you know what? I kept on and kept on with her and kept on. And you know what they do today? See, look, I'm saying all this to encourage you. You know, the battle's been on at our house just like it has yours. The battle comes financially like it does at your house. But the Bible says, Paul said, none of these things move me. See, the things of God have got to move us. We don't just praise God when everything's going good. We praise Him when everything's bad. When everything's coming against us, when we get up and we don't feel very spiritual, we don't feel like God's with us, but we know the Bible says that He will never leave us, and that we go by that. That's what it's talking about when it says the just shall live by faith. Man shall not live by bread alone, Deuteronomy 8:3, and Jesus quoted it to the devil. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God shall man live. Praise God. Faith begins where the will of God is known. And faith, give me the 1 John 5:4, Beth. Y'all know this. It's a very familiar scripture. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And I looked up the word victory. I thought, I'm going to see what the word victory means. Victory is an act of demonstrating victory over an enemy or an opponent. It is the actualization. Victory is the actualization that it's already happened over an opponent or an adversary. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And Christians have told me over the years, well, if I had faith like yours, you know, I just don't seem to have no faith, you know. I say, well, do you read your Bible? Yeah. Well, then you've got to engage with that word, because the Bible says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I said, for a little example for you, you just now told me you just can't hear from God. I said, that you're lying. She's like, you're calling me a liar. You're calling. I said, no, now listen to me out. I said, you're not speaking the truth. Let me put it like that. I said, based on the word of God, the Bible says that his sheep hear his voice. I said, see, you are now believing a lie, and that lie is binding you from hearing from the Lord. I said, all you need to do, you got faith. I said, you told me you're born again, you have the same faith I have. Well, God, I just ain't like you, and you're not supposed to be like me. I said, but you know how I get a lot of this motivation? Faith is a motivator. I said, the energy faith gives me on the inside motivates me to take authority over the outside. I said, now you just go and you read that Bible and you say, okay, Lord, I thank you for the word of God. This is a love letter to me. This is words to me, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to reveal yourself to me through the word of God. I said, when you do that, I said, don't read and think, well, I didn't understand nothing. I said, that's your mind up here. I said, but you read the word of God. You just read the word of God. You meditate on the word of God. Think about it all the time. You know, praise God. I said, and as you walk, things will begin to open up to you. They'll just begin to open. There's things that I don't even seek God anymore about. It's just like I have the answer when it comes up. I mean, used to, I'd have to go on a fast 3 days to find out something. And I still do that. I mean, I still fast and stuff. But you'll come on up to where you just hear him. Not here, but you'll just hear him. You'll just have a quickening. You'll just know, praise God. Give me that Romans. I've been about preached my hour up. I told the Lord when I was getting in the shower, I said, God, help me not to be anxious tonight. You know, and anxious to me means I want to get it all to you right quick. Just. Come on here, get all this and let's go. I told the Lord, help me not to be anxious. Lord, help me not to try to get it all in 10 minutes. You know, and I believe he's helping me. This is Romans here. And God, the account of this is over in Genesis chapter 17, where God appeared to Abraham and changed his name. God changed his name to Abraham. And that's when he pronounced me and you on him. Jesus on him. Told him. Now he was 90 at that time. He was 100 when he had his first son, only son. He was 100. You know. But this is Paul's account of this to the Romans. As it is written, I have made thee God, talking about Abraham. I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. I got here one time and God told me, he said, don't call yourself broke no more. I said, well, Lord, I feel like an outcast, because most Christians, you know, if you quote something like, say something like that, they think you're arrogant. He said, I thought I was arrogant too. He said, I called him what I wanted him to be. I pronounced it on him with my words. He said, now don't call yourself, you know, broke anymore. Don't call yourself weak anymore. Don't call yourself frustrated anymore. Don't call yourself angry anymore. Don't call yourself. See, I was really, really angry, and I had this thinking in my mind, you know, because my mama was 3/4 Cherokee and her mama was full-blooded Cherokee Indian. My Pawpaw on her side was a full-blooded Irish, big, tall, strong guy, you know, and married into, took her off the Indian reservation and married her, and my mom came off of her. So my thoughts were Indians were mean. And that's why I'm mad all the time, and I'm just mean. And Satan had that planted in my mind. You know, so in light of that, after I got saved, I thought, well, I can't help it, man. I tell people, well, I can't help it. You know, I asked God to forgive me, man. I can't help it. I'm Indian and Irish and something else. I don't know what I am. And that's why I am the way I am. But the Lord told me one day, he said, I thought you said you were a new creation, according to my Bible. He said, that old man died. He said, that Indian died. That Indian part, he said, all that died. He said, now, he said, you got to believe you are that new creation and that those problems will begin to leave you. He said, you got to believe. He said, that's what faith is. He said, you got to believe. That's what Abraham did. He says, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. See, the Lord spoke to him and gave him vision. See, when the Lord quickens you to a word or speaks to you, he's giving you vision. If you hear, you be attacked with sickness in your body and all that, you think, okay, bless God, I'm gonna meditate on the Word of God, I'm going to put me on some healing tapes and all that. And the more you do, then all of a sudden, you begin to, on the inside, you're like, I am healed. And you're not healed yet. You're like, I am healed. Let me give you a little example. Teresa got what they call vertigo. And for no reason, just come on her, you know. It wasn't vertigo, but yeah, it's like she's just drunk. I've seen her fall down. I've seen her just come in, just fall in the floor, fall over against the wall, you know, like she used to do when she drank a bottle of tequila and eat the worm. Just a few minutes, poof, gone, you know. You'd have thought she'd done drank a half a bottle of tequila, you know. And so anyways, go on with that. I took her to specialist in Birmingham and Huntsville, and then they sent her back to Birmingham and went to all of that, you know. And I go in, none of that done or nothing for her, you know. And so I go in one day, and she was couch ridden on the couch. She got around. I went and got her a chair with wheels on it, and that's how she got around the house, you know, where she wouldn't fall and different things. You know, that's how she went around the house. Well, I went in one day and she told me, I walked in and started in. She said, I'm stuck in this body. Like that, you know. I knew what she's talking about, man. I can't do nothing. I want to get up. I want to do what, she's never been lazy. She's always been, you know, real diligent about stuff, you know. And so I get back to the bedroom, and I'm kind of feeling sorry for her, you know. I'm not really sorry. If you love somebody, that can hurt you, you know. And anyways, I get back there and I'm changing clothes or something. All of a sudden, Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and he said, "Tell her to fight," you know. And so I said, "Okay." I didn't think nothing about it. I go in there and I look at her and I said, "You're gonna have to fight." I've been believing God. See, look, when God challenges you, don't get upset with him. Don't get upset with God. He's trying to get something to us. Now, I know how it is when you believe you're believing and you ain't been believing, and he challenges you with believing and you find out you wasn't, and it's not good. Well, anyways, I said, thought's different than believing. That's what the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:12. He says, fight the good fight of faith. Hebrews 4:2 says that the word being preached not mixed with faith profits nothing. There's got to be some faith in there with that word. There's got to be some laying hold. And he's the one that quickens us now. Devil knows the word, but he ain't got no faith. He's got fear. Well, anyhow, it wasn't too long. Praise God. And I'm going to close with this because we all got to work tomorrow. It wasn't too long. You know, I mean, I come in where there would be a movie on or something, you know. I come in, notice preaching going on in the house. If it wasn't preaching, it was praise and worship. Then I noticed the thing of scriptures laying there, you know. And she's taking them scriptures every morning. You know, if you go to the doctor and they give you antibiotics to take twice a day for 7 days, you know, you're pretty much going to follow that because you want what's there. You know that's going to help you get rid of it. So you take that full antibiotic, you know. So she had her scripture. The Bible says the word is like medicine to all of our flesh. It don't say our spirit there. It says flesh. But now the word at the same time is spirit food. It's spiritual food. And it feeds the spirit man. And the spirit man will dominate the natural man when he gets strong enough. And so I thought, oh, praise God, praise God. Now, I'd been fasting. I'd went on two or three day fasting. I've been binding the devil. I've been binding that thing. I've been calling those things that be not as though they are. I call her well and healed, and all of that's working. But they couldn't, none of it really do nothing until she started fighting. Then once she got in agreement with God, in agreement with the Word of God, it wasn't too long I come in and she met me at the door. Had the keys jangling in her hand. I said, because she couldn't drive. Drunk people don't need to be on the highway, right? They don't need to be drinking and driving, drunk especially. Well, she's drunk. She's drunk all the time. It's not just every now and then this thing ain't letting up. She's drunk morning and night, morning and night. And so she had the keys. That's what we're doing. She said, heal people, drive. I said, oh, my God. And I knew what she was going to say next. We're going to ride. I'm like, oh, my God. She included me in it. And so I wanted to say something, Matt, but I thought, I better not say nothing because I'm not going to hinder her faith. Right? We got to watch what we say to folk if we think it's silly. And they're walking by faith, and they're getting up, and they're doing something they couldn't do because they believe they're healed. Well, you know what? I thought, oh, well, bless God, the angels of God are in here. I'm taking my angel with me, bless God. So I go out there, praise God, and I don't normally buckle up, and I know I'm supposed to, but I buckled up. I buckled my seat belt, and I said, we got the angels up in here, praise the Lord. The angels of God are encamped around them. Don't you believe your Bible? Well, then don't say, I wish my angels were here. Good Lord, tell them get in the back seat, get in my lap. You want to come on in. Come on in. Hey, we got angels, you know. These angels come with you tonight. And you know what the Bible says about mine and your angels? The Bible says they excel in strength, hearkening to the voice of the Lord, word of the Lord. What that means is we're the voice of God now. And I mean, when we're in line with Scripture and it's coming out of our mouth, our angels begin to help us and strengthen us and work for us. Hallelujah. Just as well as the Holy Spirit. Well, you know what? Praise God. Before you know it, she's cooking again. She's mowing again. She's doing Sunday school again. Now, she come by faith a few times and we had to help her off the stage and y'all all seen it. Praise God. But you know what? She wasn't willing to lay down and let that have her. She got up and began to fight the good fight of faith. Everything in the natural didn't work, but faith works. The word works. Sometimes you got to give it a little time working in your life. When you can't find it to believe God, then do a little bit of fasting. Go on a fast. You don't got to fast 3 days. You don't got to fast 4 days. You know, God, you can take and leave off breakfast and leave off dinner, just a couple of meals, and then do it again tomorrow. If you want to go a long time, just do it too. Just say, I'm going to fast for 3 days, and I'm going to lay down 2 meals. I'm not going to eat breakfast, and I'm not going to eat dinner, but I'll eat supper, or I'll eat at 2 o'clock. God honors whatever you sacrifice in that manner. And then before you know it, you'll be like, well, I think I'm going to go all day, praise the Lord. Well, I went the longest that I'd ever fasted here not too long ago. I thought I just I started fasting. Teresa, you gonna eat? Nah, probably not. Next night, nah, probably not. That's my next. Ah, probably not. Praise the Lord. I just decided, Johnny, I'm just going a little further. I wasn't necessarily had no big giant doing it. You ain't got to have giants against your life to fast and consecrate to the Lord. Just do it because you want to, praise the Lord. So I want to tell you now, I'm telling you, God is saying 2024 is going to be a year of more of Him and His presence to those that will seek Him and lay hold. Told a brother today, he said, well, I listened to your sermon. These people listen on Facebook and all over the world. We're actually all over the world, not Facebook. We've got an internet where we've been all over the world since 2008. And they log in from everywhere, all them other countries over there. But he told me, I listened to your sermon. I said, well, if you heard the title, lay hold of it. I said, I didn't come up with that title. You tell the Lord, 2024, Lord, I'm going to have more of you. You're going to increase me. I'm going to have more of you, more of your presence in my life. You're going to increase me in 2024. I lay hold of it. How many knows you got to lay hold of whatever God's speaking to you? And then don't turn it loose. I mean, all hell come against you finally. Oh, I thought I was going to pray. Don't do that. Don't let Satan see you sweat. Say it's just a matter of time, Satan. Declare it on him. Just declare war on him, praise God. Just tell him. I told some guys one time, I told them there's the devil this, the devil that, the devil this. And I walked up to him and I said, I'll double dog dare the devil to mess with me. Oh my God, brother, you shouldn't have said that. You just caused him to go come after you. I said, he's got y'all. I said, he comes after me, I'm going to whip him like y'all should be doing. You scared of the devil? Come on, man. You know, don't be scared of the devil. Praise the Lord. I said, I double dog dare him. I said, he's going to attack me whether I say anything or not. He's roaming to and fro seeking whom he may devour. Have you not read that in your Bible? I said, he just not can't find me to devour. I said, the same thing with you if you gear your mind up. Praise God. So you go forth this wage war on him. Let's bow our heads. Father.